This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hezbollah traded cross-border fire on Sunday, marking the heaviest exchanges in months. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Israel says it launched airstrikes targeting thousands of rocket launchers to foil what it called an imminent attack from the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. Hezbollah, meanwhile, says it fired hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel as payback for the killing of a top commander in Beirut last month. The uptick in violence marks the heaviest exchanges in months, and Israel says there's more to come. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The cross-border attacks came as high-level talks resumed in Egypt aimed at a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza that would also ease regional tensions. The Hamas and Israeli delegations later left Cairo, and an Israeli official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the behind-the-scenes diplomacy said the talks are expected to continue. The talks in Cairo on Sunday aimed at bridging gaps in a proposal for a truce and the release of scores of hostages held by Hamas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says former U.S. President Donald Trump has signaled his support for Ukraine and said he wants to stop the war with Russia, Zelensky told Indian reporters in an interview posted on his social media channel on Sunday, and which Indian broadcaster ANI said was filmed on Friday.
During the war time, yes, we had one phone call. So I only had messages that he will support Ukraine and will do everything how to stop the war and to do everything Ukraine be independent, European, and free.